have another tale of climate doom, but this time it's lemmings. There's a common belief that lemmings commit suicide by flinging themselves off cliffs.
You're telling me they don't?
En masse. No, apparently is not true. But like most of us, lemmings are quite keen to stay alive, but their existence, as well as those of lizards, could be threatened by climate change. Now, these little rodents, they live up in the Arctic, and the Wildlife Conservation Society thinks that they may actually be very sensitive to the impact of the changing climate up there. Now, change in the lemming population could actually have really big knock-on effects in the wider ecosystem, because they're a really important food source for a number of predators. So, you know, Arctic foxes, birds of prey, weasels and even grizzly bears, they love snacking on lemmings.
Sounds tasty.
And in fact, the population of these predators does change in response to rises or dips in lemming numbers, maybe as they all do throw themselves off the cliff or something. But the most important thing that lemmings love is snow. And they live really deep down in snow burrows. So you have to have enough snow. It has to be thick enough to insulate them at the bottom of their burrows. And if the weather's too warm or if there's not enough snow, then this snow layer isn't thick enough. And so poor lemmings are freezing. So this is hopefully going to, you know, this will affect their population because they'll be freezing to death. And also unusually warm weather in the Arctic means that you get freezing rain and cycles of freezing and thawing, which can coat plants with ice so the lemmings can't eat them. So they've got no food and they've got no burrows. So next month, the Wildlife Conservation Society is planning to launch a major study to look at lemmings, look at their population, look at the predators that prey on them, and see how these are changing as the climate changes in the Arctic. And it's part of a large Canadian project called the Arctic Wildlife Observatories Linking Vulnerable Ecosystems, which has the absolutely fantastic acronym Arctic Wolves.
Do you know, I'm thinking they may have come up with their acronym and worked backwards, but forgive them for that. That sounds like a very important study and one of those things that just increases our awareness of the changes that happen with climate change.